Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, Christmas classic. Christmas Eve with the Hochman, Crowder, and Solana show. Tomorrow you'll get some football on this radio station. And by 6 o'clock tonight, we'll be ready to call it a week and enjoy some holiday time with our families. Jim Larrañaga is going to join us this hour on the program. We can talk some hoops and Christmas. Solana had a good idea talking about Christmas movies with Coach L. We know he's a movie aficionado, and that's always a highly contested conversation with people. What's the best Christmas movie, and is Die Hard a Christmas movie? There's some great topics to get to. We'll get headlines, and then I'll give you 15 minutes of heat, an abbreviated version, and I do have an update on the that Lamar Jackson story. It's not an update. It just gives it a little more context. I'm looking in the Baltimore Sun right now because we were talking about Joe Shad's tweet, you know, would you trade two first-round picks and a third for Lamar Jackson? It was the Baltimore Sun. Their columnist, Mike Preston, wrote, the Ravens and Lamar Jackson are at a crossroads. Columnist Mike Preston writes, is a trade possible? Just so you know, as we're having that conversation, Lamar Jackson, according to the Baltimore Sun, Lamar Jackson is expected to make $74.5 million in 2026 and 2027. So if I tell you now you're trading two first-round picks and a third-round pick, and you're obtaining the services of Lamar Jackson for $74.5 million per season the next two seasons, does that change things?
Man, I hate to be a GM in this league. Can you promise me I'm getting MVP Lamar, or am I getting missed 10 game Lamar?
You are taking a $74.5 million gamble.
Hulk, let me know what I'm getting, and I'll tell you the answer.
That's why maybe the question is not as easy as it seems.
No. And he got the big deal. Tua got the big deal. You say $57 million next year?
74. Who? Tua?
Yeah. Tua's 52.
Tua's like the average annual value of his contract was like 53, 52 and a half.
Lamar is 74.5 million next season and the season after.
So you can't. It's going to be hard to put people around him, and you got to pay out Tua. I would love Lamar Jackson to be on this team. Now you get into the nuts and bolts of it. That's a tough get.
Well, forget about having to pay out Tua. Let's say you're able to jettison his contract to somewhere else. Would you take Lamar Jackson at $74.5 million for the next two seasons?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. every week. I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes. If he's MVP, if I can have MVP,
you don't know. That's the thing. I mean, Tua could be 2023 Tua next season.
Man, he would be the best quarterback we've seen in a Dolphin helmet since Marino. Yes, take him. He's from here. I think it'd be great for him. It'd be great for the city. He would love it. He'd come down here and embrace it. The bad thing is you'd have to get the right coach. You'd have to get the right atmosphere. You'd have to change. Well, obviously the offense is going to change because McDaniel's not going to be here, but everything would be based around him. And if he's healthy for 17 or, you know, whatever, 16, 15, whatever those numbers are, I would love to have Lamar Jackson in a Dolphin helmet.
Any MVP quarterback is worth $74 million a season. They really are. The question is that who you're getting?
And that's the craziest thing. But, and what did it say? Somebody texted. I just saw it because they have it in all caps. I don't even read this stuff. NFL got a lot of money. $74 million is not a lot of money to the NFL. It's a lot of money to the Dolphins salary cap.
To the cap.
So now, can we get A-Chan? Can we bring back, you know, A-Chan? Can we bring back Jordan Brooks, who's going to want a bunch of damn money? Can we bring back all the pieces we want and also have enough money to add the pieces that we need for Lamar to thrive in this system? Damn, that's hard, but I would love Lamar Jackson to be in a Dolphin helmet.
I don't think it's tough. Honestly, I don't.
It would be the first jersey. I would buy his jersey the second they signed the deal. I would.
Well, why don't you think it's tough, Solana?
Because I understand the economics of building out a roster after that become very difficult. But, man, guys, you have the quarterback. I mean, you have it.
Well, so does Baltimore. What has it translated to?
Well, a lot more success than the Miami Dolphins.
Okay, but $74.5 million. What are you expecting?
Super Bowl contention.
Super Bowl contention or a Super Bowl?
Super Bowl contention.
Come on. The Dodgers, the amount of money they spent, were they expecting World Series contention or a World Series?
But I don't think you can do that. I think that's apples to oranges because in Major League Baseball, there's no salary cap. So the Dodgers literally
I understand.
Have
I'm saying when you
Lamar
make
Jackson.
A massive investment in a player, several players for the Dodgers, you're expecting the World Series. When you make this is the only reason that this conversation's being had in Baltimore, because they've got an MVP quarterback. The only reason the conversation's being had is because, to them, he doesn't seem to be worth $74.5 million next season or the season after. And by the way, they're the ones who have been watching him play every day.
To answer that question, you know, you asked Solana, but I can go into a coma right now. Lamar Jackson gets signed, I go into a coma, and we win the AFC East next Christmas. Easy. We're the number one seed in the AFC East. We beat the Bills, the Patriots. You bring in Lamar Jackson for $70 million, we're not trying to figure out what we're going to do with the Patriots and the Bills anymore.
But
it's terrible that there's two teams in our division that are top AFC teams. But, no, we need to win the damn division and be a top two or three seed in the playoffs.
But understand, Baltimore has him now for that money. They're 7-8.
I'm just going to read you guys, though, the past 10 Super Bowls. Here are the quarterbacks of those Super Bowls. Winning teams, right? The winning Super Bowl quarterback. Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, Matthew Stafford, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, Nick Foles, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. The outlier is the Eagles, who built two monstrous rosters in with the Nick Foles year and the Jalen Hurts year. And I still think Jalen Hurts is a top 10 quarterback. He's not Lamar Jackson. He's not Patrick Mahomes. But the likelihood of the Dolphins building out two monstrous rosters without, you know, a top five quarterback is a lot less likely than the Dolphins winning a Super Bowl with a top five quarterback. And if you can handle getting the top five quarterback, do it. Go get him. Because you're a lot closer with him than you are with anybody you're drafting.
But you don't know. Again, my point is they're 7-8 this year. What was their record last year?
The Ravens?
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
Oh, double-digit wins.
They made the playoffs last year.
Correct.
Yeah, they were at least 10. They were at least 11-5, 11-6, whatever it is.
Last season, the Ravens were 12-5.
Yeah, 12-5.
And the season before?
The season before, they were 13-4.
Yeah. So the question is that drop-off what you're seeing this season? When you go from 13 wins and 12 wins to 7 wins, and maybe it'll be 9 wins by the end of the season, is that the harbinger of things to come? That's a $74 million gamble per season.
The hardest thing to do in this league is to get a good quarterback.
I got you, but what if you're not getting one?
Huh, potentially get our good quarterback and see what happens. I've been through. What if Mendoza? What if we use those first picks to trade up and get Mendoza or Nesmeyer or whatever these damn names, Tyson, whatever, Anthony Tyson, whatever the boy's name is. What if we trade up and he's John Beck? So we went and got another John Beck. And
but you're not paying him $74 million.
I know, Hawk, but just let's get an MVP quarterback.
But that's the key part. You can't say I know, but that literally is the key part. You are going to invest all your salary cap, a massive amount of money in this guy. By the way, I'm not saying I wouldn't do it because I would still do it, but I'm just telling you that's the hang up because you would think to yourself, oh, if Baltimore's done with Lamar Jackson, there's a number of teams that would take him. Well, I'm not so certain because now you're giving up your first round picks and you're taking on a $74 million contract that makes you hamstrung for the next two seasons with the salary cap. Mm-hmm.
But the same reason you were saying the reason why the Ravens would be willing to move on from him is because of how much money he's making is also there's a reason why they gave him that contract.
I understand it, but it's also it's declining value as well. It's the reason that they're willing to move on. Like I said, there's any team in the league would pay $74 million for a reigning MVP quarterback who wins you a Super Bowl. There's no price too great. It's the declining returns on that investment and what it does to you.
You give me 13-4, number two seed in the AFC. Lamar 2 years ago after his MVP season. Tell me a number, I'll take him.
But his maximum number of wins this season is going to be 9.
And what is he now? And that's the problem is that you're asking that. Can Lamar ever get back to a 13-win guy? Is he a 13-win quarterback? Yes. He's 28, Hawk. You brought it up. He's not Phillip Rivers, Hawk. He's 28.
That's fine. Again, that's fine if that's what your determination is. Also, he's got to throw the ball to River Craycraft because you can't afford anybody else.
Guys will line up to play for Lamar Jackson in Miami. I truly believe that. Devontae Adams.
Yeah, Lamar, you take all the money. I just want the honor of playing with you.
Cooper Kupp, Adams, I'm Keenan Allen, like these aging Mike Evans, these aging previous Pro Bowl wide receivers.
They're going to take minimum deals Jackson gets paid.
It's not minimum deals, but they're willing to take less to go chase a Super Bowl ring here in Miami. You see it all the time across the NFL. Guys are willing to take less at the back end of their careers to play with legitimate superstars. And right now, we know for certain you need a superstar caliber quarterback to go contend for a Super Bowl every year. And no matter what you have to pay, if you can be in that conversation to have that guy who at the very least is going to put you in that combo every year, you'd be crazy not to put yourself in that conversation.
So then why doesn't Baltimore do that?
Well, they have.
But in other words, why don't they just retool with all these great players who just want to play with Lamar Jackson?
They probably would, though. Like, we're talking about this like it's a foregone conclusion that Lamar Jackson is going to be moved off for Baltimore. And I think we all know Baltimore's not trading Lamar Jackson.
If Solana can bring Lamar, Devontae Adams, Cooper Kupp, and Mike Evans to the Dolphins, you got me sold.
You could make Solana the GM, though. That's like Solana, start working.
Right, but
start working.
People probably thought Ray Allen coming to the Miami Heat was silly talk, and the Heat having a roster of Shane Battier, Ray Allen, and Mike Miller around the big three was silly talk. And guess what? Guys wanted to come play here to play next to – it wasn't Pat Riley. Why did Ray Allen want to come here? Because he was going to play next to LeBron James at the back end of his career, and he was willing to take a lot less money to do so. And you're looking at Devontae Adams in Baltimore. You're looking at guys across the league willing to take less at the back end of their career who are still talented, still have some fuel left in the tank to play with Lamar Jackson in Miami. I'm not saying you're getting prime Randy Moss to come here. You can't afford him. But you're telling me you wouldn't be able to get guys better than River Craycraft. By the way, River Craycraft, I'm down. Pair him up with Lamar.
I'm just telling you, you're not winning a Super Bowl with Lamar Jackson and River Craycraft.
You want to hear Jackson and Craycraft 16 times a year?
Hawk, if you could keep Devon Achane and you trade for Lamar Jackson and your 1-2 punch on the offensive side of the football is Lamar Jackson and Devon Achane, you're telling me you don't do whatever you can to make that happen.
But don't they have Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry?
Yeah. They
but where's their Super Bowl ring?
But they're closer than the Dolphins are.
But,
all right.
But Solana,
so you just want to get
Solana,
closer.
Honestly,
that's fine. That's right. Yeah, you didn't want to get close. But at the beginning of the season, you didn't want to get closer anymore. You wanted to win the Super Bowl.
Because I said
rather
close
than blowing up the roster, you're closer to being good than bad. And you said, I don't care about being closer.
No, incorrect. This roster, I never believed was actually closer after the window closed in 2023. No matter how many ancillary moves you were making, it was constantly, we're closer to being a 9-8 team. We're closer to being a 10-7 team, not we're closer to a Super Bowl team.
You said at the beginning of this week, when the Hurricanes won a college football playoff game, it'd be kind of disappointing to not win the entire thing. You
correct
didn't sound on Monday like you were satisfied with just being closer.
Huck, the Hurricanes winning the national title is obviously should be the goal. And the Ravens, their goal should be to go win a Super Bowl.
But I'm not asking you. You're saying you're okay with investing everything to get closer.
Yes, to
be in
the
conversation. But you have myriad examples where you've said closer is not what you're doing.
No, the closer that we were discussing with the Dolphins was the current roster, which with Tua, I never thought he could be a Super Bowl caliber quarterback. And the current regime with Chris Greer at the helm, I never thought could actually field a roster capable of competing with the Ravens, who are in the conversation, with the Chiefs, with the Bills, with the Bengals, who are constantly in the conversation. And you want to know why they're in the conversation? The quarterback. Simple as that. In the NFL, you need the quarterback. Lamar Jackson is the quarterback.
I would and I am running the fence on this one as we talk about it. Call me Alvin Simon Theodore. I am a chipmunk right now. You put Lamar Jackson on this roster. Are we that much better right now?
Yeah. Are we talking about guy?
Okay, Solana, just hear me out. Derrick Henry and Achane, I would say, we'll put them equal.
But it's not Crowder.
Which is a stretch.
Henry's a Hall of Famer.
But don't go position by position.
He's a Hall of Famer. Achane's pretty good.
Don't go position by
position. No. I'm just going. Their offensive line is better than – no. Solana, their offensive line's better than all.
You're muted all of a sudden. I don't know what happened.
You muted yourself, Crowder. You muted yourself.
Zay, I'm excited now. Their tight end position would laugh at our tight end position. Zay Flowers is better than anybody on our entire roster. Like, he has weapons in Baltimore.
Don't do that. First of all, Zay Flowers is better than anybody we have on our roster. Jalen Waddle is 10 times roster, better than Zay Flowers. Come on, dude.
Jalen Waddle is better than Zay Flowers.
Yes.
You're drunk.
What? Bro, Jalen Waddle is definitely better than Zay Flowers. Zay Flowers is a good
Jaylen
receiver.
Jalen Waddle is better than receiver. Zay Flowers.
And by the way, I don't even like doing
a great receiver. What are you talking? Jalen Waddle?
Jalen Waddle's a great receiver. Of course. He's a great
Jalen Waddle wouldn't start at, he wouldn't start at Ohio State right now. Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate would start over him.
Man, the way you talk about Jalen Waddle is crazy.
It's the way I talk about Bam Adebayo. It's the way I talk about Bam and Jalen.
You think Miami athletes receiver?
You put Miami athletes on these pedestals that they're not. Nobody in the league says, name the top receivers. Oh, Jalen Waddle got to be on that list. Nobody says that in the world.
How many teams wanted to trade for Jalen Waddle? Jesus, we found out at the trade deadline. And by the way, forget doing
one,
it position by position.
One wanted to trade for him, right? One. Let's be honest. Let's talk about your point.
That we know
but,
of.
But, I mean, Detroit how wanted many, to trade for Duncan Robinson. It doesn't make him a great player.
How many wins does Lamar Jackson give you more than Tua Tagovailoa? Just those two. If Lamar Jackson was the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins this year, would their over-under have been whatever it was, 6.5 wins, according to Vegas? Same roster starting the season, same everything. Replace Tua for Lamar Jackson. They would have been, their over-under win total, according to Las Vegas, would have been between 9, 10, or 11 wins. Easy, said and done. And with Tua Tagovailoa, it was whatever it was, 5, 6, or 7. And with Lamar Jackson, single-handedly, it would have gone up probably double the amount of wins. You want to know why? Because Lamar Jackson is a top 5 quarterback in the league. Does he have injury concerns? Absolutely, 100%. Probably one of every 4 seasons, he's going to do what he did this year, which is miss 6 to 7 games, and you're going to be in the gutter. But guess what? The other 3 seasons, you're 12-5, 13-4, because he's a top 5 quarterback. And Jalen Waddle is better than Zay Flowers. Like, by every metric, he's better than Zay Flowers. Jalen Waddle has had Tua Tagovailoa throwing him the football for the past 4 years, and he was playing alongside Tyreek Hill,
Zay Flowers is not a pro bowler. What Notre Dame did then. Hey, if I gave you a completely different scenario, I think he's one of the greater receivers in the NFL. You can't do that. Like, he plays with Tua, and he plays behind Tyreek Hill. Zay Flowers has been a 2-time Pro Bowler. Jalen Waddle's never made a Pro Bowl.
Yes, he has.
Has he?
No, he hasn't.
I don't think he has. But he played.
I want to have time with Jim Larranaga. I want to have time with Jim Larranaga.
He hasn't. So 2-time Pro Bowler versus. I hate you.
I can't wait to get back to this station in the new year.
You love Jalen Waddle. Jalen Waddle and Bam Adebayo, the same player, different sports.
Let's do a quick headline so we have time with Jim Larranaga. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
The Heat only got 9 points from Bam Adebayo last night.
Yeah, we know.
Oh, he's great, though.
2 weeks ago, you didn't want to trade him for Giannis.
Hawk, did you see those 9 points, Hawk?
Yes, I did. I was there, and I bet him to have a double-double. Oh, I saw every single one of those 9 points.
Oh, those were amazing 9 points. Greatness of 9 points.
So disrespectful. You hate Jalen Waddle. You hate Bam Adebayo. I mean, these are literally our franchise cornerstone players on both of our organizations, and you hate them. You hate them. What's going on here?
And this is – no. The problem is the organization cornerstones more than my opinion, to be honest.
I had to hear about Tua Tagovailoa from U2 for years because I just thought he was a middle-of-the-road quarterback, and U2 talked about him like he's a top 10 quarterback in the league.
He was in 2023, which is, by the way, what you're doing with Lamar Jackson from 2023 and 24. You're doing the same thing.
Comparing Tua and Lamar Jackson is insane.
I'm telling you is insane. Statistically, Tua was one of the best quarterbacks in the league in 2023. Lamar Jackson, statistic. What?
Why?
Statistically. You don't know what statistically means?
Why?
Well, listen, then why Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry?
No, he didn't have Derrick Henry. You know why Lamar Jackson was statistically one of the best quarterbacks in the league for more than a one-year sample size? Because he's mobile, he's got a cannon, the guy can sling it, and because he's a great quarterback. You know why Tua was statistically one of the best quarterbacks in the league? Because he had Tyreek Hill. He's a Tyreek Hill merchant. He had Jalen Waddle on one side. He had the Lambo and the Benz on one side and the other side. And because he was running an offense that was well-suited for him. And guess what happened? When that offense crumbled beside him, he couldn't elevate it because he's not an elite quarterback. And you know what Lamar Jackson does? When he has great players like Zay Flowers or Derrick Henry, and they're not playing well, he elevates them because he's a top five quarterback in the league. Am I on drugs listening to this? Like, how are we having this conversation? No,
because you love to say, Lamar? Statistically, Lamar is this. And I say, well, statistically, someone else is that. And you go, well, throw the statistics out. The statistics need context. And I go, well, you need the statistics for your argument, but you want to throw them out for the other side of your argument. And that's really convenient to do.
By the way, I don't think Zay Flowers is a better receiver statistically than Jalen Waddle. I was looking desperately for some stats to back that up, and nothing. I'm not sure I'm going to find them.
And just to pile on, because now you've brought it up, if Tyreek is a Lambo, Jalen Waddle is a Toyota Paseo.
I can't do
it. He's not a Benz. He's not a Ferrari. He's a Paseo.
Crazy. The Dolphins play the Buccaneers Sunday at 1 p.m. Here are your Xmas NFL Day games, just to wrap up headlines. Tomorrow, Commanders, NFL Cowboys, Day. 1 p.m., Xmas Day, NFL games. Vikings, Lions at 4:30. Yeah, go mark that, Jimmy. I'm sure that's going to come in handy. And 8:15, Chiefs versus Broncos.
Your dog's going to holler.
Your
mark,
weather.
Mark, mark.
Sponsored by Chillzone AC. Jimmy has marked 73 of my flubs and done nothing with them. Visit Chillzone AC. .com. Gorgeous day in South Florida. That's your weather.
It's so hot, man.
Because I'm saying go get Lamar Jackson, and you guys are have ganged up on me to make it sound like I'm an idiot for saying that.
I would love to have Lamar Jackson, but there's context. There's a $74.5 million contract, and you'd have to give up multiple first-round draft picks to get him. So it's not in Madden where you go, oh, now I'm putting him on my team. Like, there's stuff that comes along with it, which is why it's not the easiest thing in the world. Of course Lamar Jackson's better than Tua. Of course he is.
And Solana. I would love to have Lamar Jackson. My point was you give Lamar a worse team if he comes here, and you're not going to be able to build around him because of the salary cap implications that his $74 million are working with, and you're the Jalen Waddle of radio.
And I'm telling you that you take that gamble, you take that risk, even though you perhaps handicap yourself because of the cap, you take that risk to have the top five quarterback no matter what, and then you figure it out. And I think most people would agree with that. And you're the Channing Crowder of radio.
Well, honestly, if most people would agree with you with that, there will be a line of NFL team suitors willing to give away multiple first-round picks to take Lamar Jackson and his contract. And I don't think that's the case.
I disagree. And I don't think the Ravens will trade Lamar Jackson. I don't think they will, because they have the top five quarterback and they're closer in the case that they wanted to reset things with the top five quarterback. Who are they going to replace him with?
But they're further away than last season. They're not closer.
He had one off season because he's hurt. Huh?
Well, that's convenient to do for him and not for Tua.
Tua outside of one season in his 6-year NFL.
I'm just saying
career.
It's a convenient argument to make not. when they have a worse season with worse statistics and they're injury prone to say, well, that season doesn't count.
It's not. You even bringing up Tua to compare what I'm doing with Lamar is absurd. Tua's had one healthy season, 5 seasons where he's not healthy. And guess what? 2 years removed from that one season, he can't move in the pocket. How is that the same thing with Lamar?
Because no one's going to give you multiple first-rounders for Tua because he's injury-prone. But you want to throw multiple first-rounders and $74.5 million at the injury-prone Lamar Jackson.
And third-rounders.
All right, Jim Larrañaga is going to join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
In college, they called me Black Bill Gates.
Thank you. listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back with Coach Jim Larrañaga. Can you hear us, Coach?
Hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you just fine. All right. Here's the thing, because we went long there, so maybe you can stick with us as well for the headlines at 5 o'clock. I imagine it's Christmas Eve. You don't have anything to do tonight, right? No family obligations.
I'm having a turkey dinner that my wife fixed just for me. I got this huge turkey. I'm going to be eating it for a week.
Will you stick around with us for the next segment as
well? Of course.
All right.
You're my guys. You're my team now. I don't have assistant coaches anymore, so I got to spend as much time with you guys as possible.
But I will tell you, there's no holiday cheer on this show. We're just yelling at each other all afternoon long.
Well, I love Solana and Crowder. They look at football like from a different lens. It's very interesting.
Yeah, coach, from the smart lens and the dumb lens. I know exactly what you're speaking about.
No, I would say from a professional lens and from a fan's lens. Solana's a fan. He loves his local players like they're the best players because they're here. And I'm like, well, you know, if you were living in Chicago like Hawk grew up, you'd be pulling for the Bulls and you'd think the Heat don't have anybody.
I don't think so, Coach.
Josh Giddey triple-double again last night, Coach, by the way. He won four in a row. Anyway, Jim Larrañaga, he joins us every week, and we are lucky to have him coach the Hurricanes men's basketball team over a decade. And he was at College Station, right, on Saturday?
I loved it.
Tell us what that was like, because I've never seen a game there, and it's supposed to be one of the most electric atmospheres in college sports.
Well, first of all, it was my first trip actually in an environment like this. But my wife and I went to dinner with Michael Friedland, who's a huge supporter of the program. He had 20 people guests. We went to the Palm. Have you guys ever eaten at the Palm?
Oh, I'm sure Crowder has. No. Crowder's. That's his wheelhouse.
Oh, the best restaurant. I ate at the Palm in Washington, D.C. regularly. But we went to the Palm, 20 people, had a blast, talked all about what the football game was going to be like. Then I went with our alumni association. We had a huge party at a local restaurant. We went up on the rooftop. There had to be 250, 300 Miami fans, mostly alums, dancing, music, watching games on TV. Most of them cheering for Alabama to win, which they did. And then the next day, there was a tailgate that was sensational. Our cheerleaders, our band was there. A heck of a lot of fun. Then I get to the stadium. I got to sit in the bleacher. And they said, no, you got to stand. Nobody sits. I was like, what?
The whole game you had to stand?
The whole game I had to stand. My legs were cursing me out.
I mean,
but the environment.
You're Larrañaga. How are you not in a suite?
No. I don't know if any of our fans were in a suite, but I will tell you this. The Texas A&M fans were very cordial. I've been in stadiums and arenas where you don't want to be around them. I was at a few where not only were they cursing us out, they were throwing coins at us. Bombarding us with coins. Some of them they heated and threw it at you.
Get out of here.
But that was only basketball. I haven't been to that many football games where the crowds were crazy. But 100,000 Texas A&M fans and about 3,500 Miami Hurricane fans. And we were treated to an incredible highly intense. It was 0-0 at the half. Crowder, you ever been involved with a football game that was 0-0 at the half?
Coach, I love them. I want to ask you, as a basketball coach, do you love those defensive struggles? Because me, Hawk and myself go at it all the time. A 10-7 game to me is exhilarating because at any moment the game can change. Hawk is like, bro, if you don't give me a 60-58 game, I don't want to watch it. Like, how do you look at football?
Yeah, I love scoring. When I was a basketball player, I loved to score. My teams were always high scoring. But I will say this. You're really on edge. Like, I'm sitting there saying, one field goal could win this. What are we talking about? It's crazy. And then the wind was ballistic. I mean, I was watching even the practice kicks. It was going, like, straight ahead, then boom, off to the right. Like, passes, field goals. What an environment. The crowd was going crazy. They had, like, 50,000 students there.
Are you going to go to Dallas for the New Year's Eve game?
Yes, I am.
You're going.
Yeah, I'm a Miami Hurricanes fan. I told you I'm going to be at every basketball game, every football game. I'm going to the women's basketball games. I'm going to volleyball games. You know, when you have a lot of free time like I do now, you know, I don't have to go to the office. I don't have a staff.
You don't have to recruit.
I don't have to recruit. You know, my schedule was 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. every day of my coaching career. And you might say, no one works that way. No, but I had my routines. So when I got up at 7 a.m., I knew what my routine was, eating, showering, dressing, but also planning my staff meeting. Staff meeting, 9:30 or 10 a.m. in the morning. We meet till noon. Lunch at noon. I come back at 1. I meet with individual players 1 to 1:30, 1:30 to 2, 2 to 2:30. Then we meet with the team. When we finish practice at 6 or 6:30, I get home by 7, have dinner, and then I'm on the phone talking to high school coaches, AAU coaches, parents, recruits. And then at 10, 11 o'clock, I'm texting the recruits because a lot of them, that's when you can hit them up the most, and they'll get back. One night, it's midnight, and I'm texting. And my wife says, who's up at midnight? I said, well, we're recruiting this kid in California. It's only 9 p.m. his time, so we're going to go back and forth for another 20 or 30 minutes.
Oh, I'm going to start using that on my wife when she catches me texting late at night. Who are you texting? I'm recruiting for I'm helping out Jay Lucas. I'm talking to some recruits, late night recruiting. All right, here's what we got to do. Let's take a break because I want to be back at 5 o'clock for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, and I also want to have Jim Larranaga fix the heat. So I'll give you the next few minutes to figure out how to fix the heat because Solana needs some advice when it comes to the heat. He loves Jalen Waddle. He loves the heat. He can't get past.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, Coach. If I don't think Bam is the worst player in the league, and I don't think Jalen Waddle
is very prickly today, Coach.
Of a Toyota Purcell.
He's very prickly.
I'm a homer. I don't understand what's gone on today.
He said, Jokic for Bam, he'd have to think about it. And he'd have to discuss it.
No, that's not true. He loves Jokic.
Discuss it with some of his best people. He has to see what else he'd have to give up. we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Coach Larranaga and the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. We'll talk some hoops. We'll get some headlines. We'll enjoy our Christmas Eve together.
Once upon a time on Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Stick with anything that works. You know what I mean?
So more pink eye then.
Sure, go get pink eye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.